Hey, Chuck, good to have you on the radio. Thanks for jumping on, man.
Thank you, Darryl.
All right. Well, you've done a great job with your Facebook page, Colorado County Emergency Management, keeping everybody informed. I know the EMS has been putting everything on their page, Chamber of Commerce, the county's website, and even now, I watched y'all's video the other day on the Colorado County Joint COVID-19 Bulletin Board. So that's a great source as well. So thank you for that, and thank you for everything you're doing. And look, before I turn you loose with some stats and some numbers and figures, congratulations on your retirement with the Houston Fire Department. All those years serving and sacrificing, you are much appreciated, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was kind of bittersweet that next morning when my shift was over, knowing that I'd never come back there as a captain again. But it was time, and I think the timing was perfect. Somebody asked me how I was enjoying retirement, and I kind of informed them, said, I don't know. I think I just changed duty location. Yeah. So.
Well, we're going to get more of you, and we appreciate what you do here for our county and being a part of our communities. Well, what is the very latest for our listeners?
Well, as of yesterday, late yesterday afternoon, there have been 78 tests conducted by in-county facilities. It's the Columbus Medical Clinic, Columbus Hospital, Rice Medical Center, and their clinic, and the UN's Duchesella Clinic. 78 tests. All of them have come back negative. We've got 11 pending. The two positives that we do have in our county were conducted by out-of-county facilities, wherever their doctors were at. So right now we're still at two positive. They're in two different geographical areas of the county, and we're still holding that number. And a lot of that is contributed to, in part, and a whole part of it, is people practicing social distancing, washing their hands, curtailing their travel, and only doing what they need to do. And we're going to ride this out, and we're going to come through this.
All right, I know a special meeting is tomorrow for the city, and y'all will be a part of that, of course. We'll get some new information from the governor soon, right?
Yes, sir. That's an ever-changing situation as they find out new things about not only this virus, but some of the tactics and strategies that are effective. And then some of the things where the numbers aren't being affected, and that's where they're climbing. We have to make some changes. We have to make some changes in our lives and how we dictate, and then the governor brings those down as he gets direction from his medical commissioner, Dr. Hellerstadt.
All right, a lot of counties are having the shelter in place. How close are we to that?
Well, again, it's numbers driven. That will be determined jointly by the mayors and the judge. As we see conditions change right now, we're not at that. I do know that there are some folks that are asking why, but this is not only going to be a, if you want to call it a medical disaster, but it's going to be an economic impact and an economic type of disaster, if you will. And the way that we can affect that is some of these decisions, if and when the conditions call for it. Right now, they're just not present. Is it going to happen? I can't really say that, but we are prepared to take that measure should it be called for.
Yeah. And people can take a look at the list of essential businesses that has been put out to the public, right?
Yes. I know that Mayor Gohlert and some of the other mayors have put that out on their city websites, Mayor Parr, Mayor Kohler, and then we've posted it on our county website. But you can also go to the Texas Division of Emergency Management webpage, and there is a separate section that discusses essential businesses, and you can see those there.
All right. Well, I guess the positive thing is we still just have the two up to this point.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, look, thank you. And I know everyone will or should monitor your Facebook page, Colorado County Emergency Management. It's available to everyone, right?
Absolutely. We have some folks that that have asked to be members, and they're in South Korea and Germany, so I've politely declined. But we keep it to those folks that live in this county and have a vested interest in here. And also the city websites, the county website, and also that COVID-19 bulletin board. You can get that. And I would urge folks, hey guys, there's a lot of rumors going around. And in fact, there was one that said that the state was going to be shut down Monday. Nobody's shutting the state down Monday.
No, they're not.
So get it from an official source, and you know what? If you can't find it, call me. I'll give you the information as I have it.
Absolutely. Well, we have to get it from authorities, and I am definitely emphasizing that with our radio broadcasts. Chuck, thanks for jumping on the show this morning. We'll stay in touch, buddy. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for what you're doing for us, Daryl.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.